Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 110 Things to See with a Telescope is a Practical Observing Guide by John A. Reed, built around the Messier catalog, the classic list of deep sky objects first assembled by French comet hunter Charles Messier and later standardized at 110 DIN entries. The book belongs to the beginner astronomy and amateur observing genre, but its scope is more focused than a general night sky handbook. Instead of surveying every possible target, it concentrates on star clusters, nebulae, and galaxies that reward telescope users who are ready to move beyond the moon and planets. Its purpose is instructional and practical help readers locate, view, and record specific celestial objects with ordinary backyard equipment. The book also provides introductory context on telescope types, session planning, observation notes, and the history of the catalog. Or, by organizing the list for real observing conditions, it functions both as a reference and as a structured observing project for developing stargazers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Messier catalog as a structured observing curriculum. The central organizing idea of the book is that the Messier catalog is not merely a historical list, but a practical curriculum for learning the deep sky. Charles Messier originally noted fuzzy objects that could be mistaken for comets. But modern amateur astronomers value the list because it gathers many of the most accessible non-planetary telescope targets. By using all 110 objects as its framework, the book gives readers a finite, measurable path through astronomy rather than an open-ended assortment of recommendations. This matters because beginners often struggle with deciding what to observe after the Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn. The Messier list solves that problem by offering variety across object types, brightness levels, and sky locations. The book, therefore, turns a famous catalog into a guided sequence of observation. Its educational strength is that progress through the list naturally exposes the reader to the basic architecture of the observable universe open clusters in the Milky Way. Globular clusters, diffuse nebulae, planetary nebulae, and distant galaxies. Secondly, finding targets with backyard telescopes rather than advanced equipment. A major practical emphasis of the book is that the Messier objects are achievable targets for ordinary amateur observers, not only for people with observatories or advanced imaging systems. The guidance is oriented toward readers who own or have access to a backyard telescope and need help turning equipment into actual viewing experience. This distinction is important because many beginner astronomy books explain celestial objects without giving enough operational help for locating them in the sky. Reed focuses on the bridge between knowing that an object exists and successfully placing it in the eyepiece. The book supports that process by treating each entry as something to find, view, and record, rather than simply admire as a photograph. This approach also sets realistic expectations. Deep sky objects often appear faint and subtle through a telescope, especially under light-polluted skies. By presenting them as observing targets rather than spectacular images, the guide helps readers develop patience, sky awareness, and practical familiarity with how telescopes actually perform. Thirdly, seasonal organization for planning real observing sessions. The book stands out for arranging the Messier objects around seasonal visibility, an important practical choice for amateur astronomy. The night sky changes throughout the year, and a target that is well placed in spring may be inconvenient or impossible to observe in autumn. A purely numerical Messier order is historically meaningful, but it is not the most efficient structure for someone standing outside with limited time, changing weather, and a specific sky overhead. Seasonal grouping helps the reader plan sessions around what is currently observable, reducing frustration and wasted preparation. It also encourages repeat engagement across the year, since the list becomes a continuing project rather than a single static reference. This design choice reflects how astronomy is practiced in the field. Observers must think about time, direction, altitude, darkness, and the position of constellations. By aligning the content with these constraints, the book teaches planning as part of observation, not as an optional extra. Fourthly, deep sky variety across clusters, nebulae, and galaxies. The Messier list is valuable because it introduces the main categories of deep sky observing within a manageable collection. The book uses that variety to broaden the reader beyond the most familiar telescope sites. Star clusters offer patterns of resolved points and are often among the easiest deep sky objects to appreciate. Nebulae introduce the idea of luminous or reflective gas and dust, though they can appear faint and require careful viewing conditions. Galaxies extend the observing experience beyond the Milky Way, even when their telescopic appearance is only a dim oval or patch of light. Treating these categories together helps beginners understand that the night sky is not a uniform field of stars, but a layered environment containing objects at very different scales and distances. The book does not need to turn into a technical astrophysics text to achieve this effect. Its object-by-object structure lets readers learn classification through repeated observation, building conceptual knowledge from direct experience rather than abstract explanation alone. Lastly, observation records as a way to build skill and attention. The book encourages readers not only to locate objects but also to record what they observe. This feature is more significant than it may appear, because note-taking changes the act of stargazing from casual looking into disciplined observation. When observers record conditions, equipment, impressions, and sketches or descriptions, they begin to notice details that a quick glance would miss. This is especially useful for Messier objects, many of which are subtle through small or moderate telescopes. A faint galaxy, unresolved cluster, or dim nebula may become more meaningful when compared with later observations under darker skies or with different magnification. Recording also gives the project continuity. Completing entries in the list becomes a personal observing log rather than a passive reading exercise. For beginners, this habit develops the same core skills used by experienced amateurs: patience, careful attention, comparison, and awareness of atmospheric and environmental conditions. The book, therefore, treats observation as a repeatable practice, not a one-time viewing event. In conclusion, One-Time Things to See with a Telescope is best suited for beginners. Young stargazers, families, astronomy club members, and casual telescope owners who want a clear next step after viewing the moon and planets. It will also be useful to intermediate observers who want a compact guide to completing or revisiting the Messier list. Its practical benefit is that it converts a famous astronomical catalog into an actionable observing program, combining target selection, seasonal planning, and record keeping. Intellectually, it gives readers a concrete way to understand the diversity of deep sky objects without requiring advanced mathematics or astrophysics. Compared with broad night sky guides, the book is more focused and project-based. Compared with technical atlases, it is more accessible and less intimidating. Its distinct value lies in the balance between historical structure and field usability. The Messier catalog provides the backbone, while the book frames each object as something to actually find through a telescope. For readers whose telescopes spend too much time unused, this guide offers a realistic and organized reason to return outside throughout the year. If you would like to support John A. Reed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.